Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Psalm 150 and then a passage out of Joshua, along with a passage out of the Gospel of Luke. First, out of Psalm 150. And Psalm 150 is the last psalm of the Psalms. The psalmist says this: praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his acts of power, praise him for his surpassing greatness, praise him with the sounding of the trumpet, praise him with the harp and lyre, praise him with timbrel and dancing, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with the clash of cymbals, praise him with resounding cymbals. And then verse 6, the last verse: let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Then out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23, and Jesus just finished feeding the 5,000 with the disciples' help, and he has the disciples around him, and there are others that are listening. And he said to them, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And then out of the book of Joshua in the Old Testament, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, verses 1 through 3 and verse 5. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went through the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, they said, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Well, a few years ago, as I've told some of you before, and you know, before COVID hit, I spent a few years with an NFL football team as character, performance, and impact coach, consulting with players and coaches and staff and the entire team, helping them to be their best individually and together. 1 year, at the end of the last practice that was open to the public before the season began, the team gathered in a huddle at the far end of the field, and as I headed to join them, a staff member ran alongside me and asked what I would say to the team in the huddle at that moment as they were gathering and prepared to begin the season. I thought about it quickly as we ran on, and I told him that I would share with them this, that if they want to reach their goals and be the best they can be, they needed to start by surrendering to the cause, to set aside self and surrender to the bigger mission, the bigger purpose of the team. It's where Joshua and the Israelites found themselves in the scripture that we read a moment ago. A few weeks ago, we looked at Joshua when God had selected him to take over for Moses. There was no way Joshua felt adequate to do that. Doubt had already set in. His knees were shaking, his palms were sweating. We remember that moment. And now reality has really hit. And Joshua and the Israelite nation are on the banks of the Jordan River, readying to cross into the promised land, into the abundant life God had intended for them. Yet, as they look at the raging river before them, hesitancy and doubt and fear began to grow. So where did God have them begin to get them ready to move across? And where do we begin in our journey to live that abundant life that God calls you and me to? We begin when we remember who is following who. Are we following God or expecting him to follow us? Are we living the lives that we want to live, or are we living the lives that God wants us to live? Are we serving his purposes, or do we want him to serve what we think are our purposes? A few years ago, I heard David Platt speak at a conference in Tampa. David was a pastor in Birmingham at the time. He began by reading Psalm 150 that we read a moment ago, and he reread the last verse when he finished, verse 6, and said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And then he asked, what if that verse, instead of saying, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, said, let everyone who praises the Lord have breath? He let that question hang uncomfortably in the air for a moment, and then he asked this: would any of us now here sitting be breathing or alive. Who are we praising in our lives? Which Jesus are we following in our lives? The one in Scripture we read about a moment ago, or the one whose sharp edges we've now sanded smooth or glossed over, and we have him sitting there next to us, and we're comfortable with that Jesus? The one who is comfortable to us, as I mentioned, sitting next to us maybe in the pew or wherever we are, or the one who requires that we follow him sacrificially, making a difference in the world, all the way to the cross, as I read a moment ago, just like Jesus did for us. Joshua has been selected to follow God and lead the Israelite people across the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And in preparation for that, he tells them in verse 5 of chapter 3 what God told him to tell the people. Hey, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Remember, God had led the Israelites out of Egypt and through the desert and the Red Sea, fed and protected them. Along the way, the Israelite nation managed to whine a lot, wondering what God was going to do next, and he did all of that. And now he's ready to lead them into the land he promised from the very beginning. And Joshua stands there with them and says to them, as they're ready to cross the Jordan River, to consecrate yourselves so God can do amazing things among you. Really? They had to think Joshua was nuts. Hey, have you seen the river, Joshua? We need to tie down the stuff and secure the children and get the swords sharpened and the arrows ready. We heard that there's guys on the other side bigger than us that want to kill us, and get some food together just in case we can't find that milk and honey that we heard was in the Promised Land. It was all about them and what they should do, not what God could and stood ready to do. That's the problem. We too often believe we're the ones doing everything. We're the ones getting things done, forgetting all that God has already done and can do for us. God wants to do amazing things for us. And to allow God to work in their lives and work in our lives, Joshua reminded them, as he reminds us today, that we must consecrate ourselves. What does consecrate mean? Well, first let me suggest some things that it doesn't mean. It's not just going to church once a week or doing some daily devotionals. All good. It's not in fasting or keeping the commandments. Again, that's all good. It's not about giving the tithe back to God or heading out on a mission trip. That's all good too. All good things to do, but that's not what Joshua's message from God meant. They're not the first things that God wants from us. Following God, aligning our lives with God, moving toward living the abundant life with God is more than changing our behavior or conforming to some religious expectations or dogma or regulations or rules or checkboxes of the church. It's not about winning games and championships, about making a lot of money or being recognized by the world as somebody special. It's not about what we do. It's deeper than that. It's about why we do what we do. It's about what's inside us. To be consecrated means to set yourself apart. It means full devotion, full surrender to the ultimate cause, the full surrender to the one who loves you most and created you to have an impact in this world which no one else can have. It means letting go of any self-interest or self-centeredness. It's surrender. Complete surrender of all of you, and all you have to him. It's praising him with every breath, when things go well and when things don't go well, because we know he will use them for our good and his glory. It's complete surrender of all things and stuff, fears and doubts, all priorities, resources, plans, and all the failures, mistakes, the victories and successes, and all the bad and good decisions, all of it to him, trusting him, and all that he has planned and purposed for our lives, everything surrendered to him. It's like anything else in life. Think about that for a minute. The musician will never play in an orchestra until they mastered the scales in the beginning. The athlete is never going to be great until they master the fundamentals of their sport. The student will never be a doctor until they grasp anatomy. It's the same thing in living an abundant life with God. We cannot do great things with God until we surrender to following him and his ways. Joshua couldn't be the man who God called and created him to be until he fully surrendered his life and every part of his life to God's leading. Joshua couldn't overcome doubt and fear and all the naysayers and the critics and the doubters who were always around his life, and then step out boldly with God until he fully surrendered to and followed the God who gave him life and all that he had in life. And you and I can't be the person that we can be until we surrender our lives to his leadership, until we set ourselves apart to be used by God, until we consecrate our lives to God and for his purposes for our life, to the God who wants to do amazing things in our life. You know, we sometimes think the things that we do are pretty amazing, don't we? Really, we do. But if you really want to see amazing, put God in front and watch what happens in your life. Full surrender of all you are and all you have to him. Consecrate yourself to the God who loves you and created you. That's the beginning of living an abundant, purposeful life. And then watch God do amazing things with and through you and me, and in the lives and in the world around us. So, to get them ready and prepared for crossing into the promised land, Joshua said to the Israelite people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Really? Really, Joshua? Yes, really. Full surrender to the cause. Full surrender to him. Then, my friends, get ready. Get ready. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder. Thank you for the message of Joshua and the message throughout Scripture, Lord, to fully surrender to you, to be all that you want us to be, all that you want us to be, all that you created us to be. We need to, not just partially, not a little bit, all of ourselves, surrendered to you, consecrated to you, set apart for you, so that you can use us and all the gifts and abilities, resources, everything you've given us and all that you created us to be. Use us for your glory, for the good of others, and to become all that you created us to be. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Do amazing things through us, Lord, once we surrender fully to you. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In Jesus' precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.